We're back.
Yay!
Are you drinking coffee?
No.
I thought I heard it.
What?
Through the grapevine. I don't know. I thought I heard you. I thought I heard the sound of you drinking coffee.
No. No, you didn't.
Me neither.
Oh, okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 271 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany, and with me as always is
Adam.
In, you know, narrow it down?
I think if anyone's listening, they probably know.
Vancouver?
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam?
Photos. Photo show. Yeah, this is the one. It's the one everyone's going to look back on and say, that's really where the podcast got excellent.
They say in the world of podcasting, you have to do 270 episodes to start getting good.
Yeah.
You have to fail 270 times.
Right.
At which point I say, hey, mission accomplished.
271. The day the podcast dominated.
That should be the title of a book. Just 271. And what do they even mean?
Yeah.
Like, there could not be a less significant number than 271.
Except for in this case.
Because it's the beginning of Richmond telephone numbers?
It's the most significant episode in the history of Two Hosers Podcast.
Baseball-wise... Right. What does 271 mean?
You're basically a little better than average.
No, for a batting average? No, that's not very. 271 is fine if you can play a good shortstop.
Yeah, I'm saying it's better than average.
If you're a first baseman hitting 271 and you have fewer than like say 75 RBIs, you're playing double A.
Right.
Right. So 271 isn't a thing. If you hit 270 lifetime home runs. You're probably working at a Dairy Queen right now. If you score 271 career goals in the NHL, do I know your name?
Probably. Yeah, I would say so.
Who scored 271 goals
that's
in 30, the NHL?
That's 30 goals for 8 seasons, like, or 20 goals for, you know, more than 10. So
what is the benchmark for, like, for baseball? Let's say I know more about baseball stats than ice hockey. Hockey. Been in Germany too long. So if you hit 500 home runs, you're pretty much guaranteed to go in the Hall of Fame. 500 is the benchmark. Even in the post steroid era, 500 is kind of the benchmark. 3,000 hits is another benchmark, but 500. That's what you can still get in with less, but 500 you're guaranteed. So with goals in the NHL, what's sort of the minimum, the guaranteed benchmark for goals?
Like, to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. What's going to get you in the Hall of Fame for sure if you score X number of goals in a career?
I think you probably need 500.
I would assume so.
Yeah, I'd say 500, but again, you know, there's guys that obviously had scored a ton and then just had shortened careers. But otherwise, yeah, I'd say 500 because, I mean, that's 10 years at 50 goals a year. I mean, nobody really scores 50 anymore. It's pretty rare that somebody gets 50, period. Back in the 80s, you know, there was about, could you score 50 in 50, 50 goals in 50 games? So the scoring has changed a lot in the NHL, so the numbers are all skewed a little bit. So, yeah, it's rare to see 50 goals. So a really, really good season nowadays would be 40 goals. So the 500 career goals seems pretty lofty to get.
And Wayne Gretzky scored how many career?
He's over 1,000.
I think
close to 1,000.
Including playoffs. Yes.
Yeah, and
I think he's 894 in the regular season.
Or 9 something. For some reason, I think 9 something. Well, he did have 92 goals in one season.
Right.
So right there, he was, you know, 10% of his career scoring in one year. So, yeah, but that, like I say, 92 goals, that'll never be eclipsed unless they make the net's the size of soccer goal. So,
right.
So okay. I don't know how to answer it. The answer is
$894. It's $894 for Gretzky
for regular season.
Correct.
Okay.
Including playoffs, it's 1016.
Wow, you looked it up that fast.
No, I'm good at Googling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to Google who has exactly 217. 271.
I'd say probably a lot of people, but all guys you'd recognize their names of, I think.
Probably. I'm going to find out.
We're waiting on pins and needles.
No,
here.
I can't. It doesn't pop up. It should. It should be one of those things that you should be able to Google faster. Anyways, my point being, we're not even... Are we recording still? This is crazy.
This is where, like I said, 271, the day the podcast died.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The little green light on my webcam is lit, and I don't think I'm using my webcam.
That's not good.
Is somebody watching me?
That's the man. The man is watching you.
Uh-huh. Well, enjoy. Little known fact, I pick my nose a lot during podcasting. Mm-hmm. And you can forget about the during podcasting part. It's just in life. Okay, let's right. get back to what matters.
Okay, 271.
271. How fast does it take to swim the 100? No, I don't care. What's going on, Adam? Amazon, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I was. You know what? You didn't even give me a chance to answer. I was going to say Amazon.
I was scared you're going to say 271 again.
Okay.
It's like some bad Jim Carrey movie, which, P.S., aren't most of them now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and lose that beard, crazy man.
Poor Jimbo.
Well, not really.
Yeah, he's not poor.
I'm okay. He's okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon. I still have not bought anything recently, but when I do, I click through the Two Hosers site.
Wow, good for you.
I don't like to throw the word hero around like that, but here we are.
Yeah.
No, please click through our site. It helps us out. People have been doing it, and Adam and I thank you. So, what's going on, Adam?
Clamshell.
That's later.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what's going on. If you
tell me.
Know.
Tell me something.
You must have noticed that it just seems like there's more daylight hours now.
Yes.
You know when I notice it the most?
No.
Morning.
Are you up early?
Well, I have kids.
Okay, so what time are you noticing the light?
Too early. Like, okay. I don't know. We have the roll shutters, the sort of blackout shutters at our place, and so I find if you roll those all the way down in the middle of the night, you could just sleep super late and think it's dark out still. So don't do that. Mm-hmm. Leave them cracked so some light comes in. But no, it's like, what is it? Is it 6 in the morning that the sun comes up? Something like
sure.
that?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, all I know is it's awesome. Like, it's really ramped up the last little while. It's going to start staying light later. I love this time of year. I love the ramp up to the longest day of the year. I'm a fan. And as that happens, the point is I'm going to take more photos. Weather's getting warmer. Light is staying out later and earlier. I'm going to take more photos. Finally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
It's good to hear.
I have another observation for you.
Okay.
Do you like movies?
Yes.
Do you like movie trailers?
Sometimes.
I usually do. I mean, I used to more so.
I used to also, like, if they came at the halftime show of the Super Bowl or during a timeout in a basketball or a hockey game, like, I like that versus a commercial. So I think it's... Mm-hmm. It's in comparison to a commercial, absolutely 100%. Yes, I like trailers. When I go to a movie theater and mm-hmm. I watch 15 commercials now before the movie starts, and then they roll into 6 or 7 movie trailers, then I don't like them anymore. I just want to go to the show that I paid to watch.
No, that is absolutely right. If they had just shown, you know what they should do, and they're not asking me. They're not, hey, Alan, how should we turn this ship around? If they did this, if when the curtains opened and the lights, you know, lights went down and up on the screen, just came to you and said, this movie brought to you by Ford, and then cut into three trailers and then your movie, you'd be happy. You'd see all three of those movies and probably buy a Ford on the way home. That's how much how much you would respond to that.
Right.
But now, by the fourth ad, people are booing. We don't want cherry-flavored smart water. Boo! Yeah. And so they're making fun of yourself. But that's okay. And by that, I used to love, you know, seeing the three to four movie trailers before your movie started. That was awesome. And then they start showing them online. You can see anytime you want to see a movie trailer now, you can go online to wherever. But there's a disturbing trend that's happening there now. Is before you're allowed to watch the trailer, you have to sit through a 30-second ad for something. Isn't the trailer an ad?
Yes.
Am I really watching mandatory ads before I have the privilege to watch an ad?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm done with that now.
I agree.
Dear Hollywood.
Yeah. And the argument for it, basically, that I've heard is that the cost of going to the movies really hasn't changed in Canada anyways. That really hasn't changed much in the last 10 years. And so they're basically saying the reason for that is because of all this extra revenue that they're generating from, you know, these ads. So you're welcome. So that's basically the argument that I've heard for it, which... I'm not sure completely if that's the absolute truth, but if it is, I guess what I need to do is be better at showing up 15, 20 minutes late, whatever it is, from the start time of the movie in order to just see the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like it's on you.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and you know, used to be okay, well, you didn't have much choice because you had to show up early enough to get your tickets, and if you're going to a popular movie, otherwise it'd be sold out, or you'd be sitting, like, you know, with your neck cranked up towards the ceiling. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't know if they have this in Germany, now there's kind of a huge influx of these movie theaters where you book your actual seat online, so you don't have to show up any more than the actual movie time. And so we did this 2 weeks ago. We went to see Deadpool, which, you know, at the time was like sold out for every show and everywhere. So we went, you know, in the first week after it came out, and I said, oh yeah, I'm all for paying a couple extra bucks to pick my exact seat. And we got there maybe 5 minutes before the movie actually time, like the actual movie start time, was set to go. And the theater was, I would say, 3/4 empty. Really? So everybody else really knew the deal here. It was like, yeah, don't come for at least 15 minutes after the start time. And so the theater was completely packed and sold out, but everyone showed up basically timing it just right. And I knew at that point I was the rookie at this.
This is going to be brinksmanship, because what's going to end up happening, it's like, you know, those people who set their watch 15 minutes fast, so they're on
That's
time.
That's my parents.
Yeah, I know. I just talked to your mom today about it.
Yeah, it makes me crazy.
It is, but ultimately, what you end up doing is really you compensate for that. Most people, you know, then compensate and go, well, yeah, I can be 15 minutes late.
Exactly, or they know in their head. They still know the exact time. They're just like, oh, I got.
So, but what's going to happen, the movie companies / theaters / whoever's in charge of this fiasco, they're going to compensate for these people too. So the 7 o'clock movie that really starts at 7:15 is now going to start at 7:30, because there's no point in running ads if no one's there.
Right.
This is a horrible, horrible situation we find ourselves in. And I don't mean that with any... I'm not overdoing that at all. I mean, this is one of the worst things to ever happen in the world. No hyperbole.
Wow.
Okay, probably there's a little bit of hyperbole there. If I'm forced to admit it. Okay. There's some hyperbole. So there's that. Anyways, I don't want to watch ads online before I get to watch an ad for a movie. That's ridiculous. Did you shoot anything interesting?
No.
Good, because we don't have time. We wasted it all on this 271 and trailers nonsense.
Okay.
Just honest to God, why do we come? Who do we think we are?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I will start shooting the profile pics for all the players on my team and in the organization soon for this season, because everyone's kind of showing up now, as I mentioned last week.
Okay.
Out of town guys are coming in and it's ramping up, so I'm going to shoot some new photos. So whether that's interesting or not, I don't know. That's coming up.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge. Last week we talked, it was clamshell, butterfly,
right?
Lighting. What, the reason for this, for reason I wanted to do this.
Sorry, I was yawning.
I know you were. I was trying to cover, but then I was fascinated.
Yeah,
I was, how long it that was yawn
a big
was.
One. It was a big one too. Yeah. Like, yeah, I actually tears down my cheek for, yeah. for the, how big that yawn was.
Probably because you were listening to the first 20 minutes of this show. The no, because when I go to shoot the profile pics upcoming, I'm going to shoot them. I want to shoot them with clamshell lighting because why? I want something relatively sort of flat and even for the player profile photos and not something, you know, really cool looking. Like, oh man, you see the lighting on that? You know, like I want it to be about the players and not about my kick-ass short lighting.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's what I want to do. I want to just make it, you know, those guys. And also lighting with hats. Hats are hard to light for because you get the peaks on them. And,
yeah.
You know, there's that. So clamshell is a great solution for this. So let's have a look at your photo first.
Yeah, my photo sucks.
I would like it if it was in focus.
Oh, I swear I checked critical focus and it was fine. So
I'm looking at it. I think her hairline and her left cheek appear to be in focus. Her left eye is pretty close. Her right eye, not so much. Her nose, really? Not so much. Yeah, very, very marginally soft. I wouldn't say out of focus, but soft.
Okay.
Left eye, you could argue is in focus.
Okay, I again didn't check any of this stuff carefully. I just to be fair to me, I had to do three photo challenges in under 15 minutes. So
yes.
this is all done bang, bang, bang. So if I misstepped here, it's completely possible based on the window of time I had to do this. Yeah, you're right. Slightly soft. I'm now looking at it on my large monitor just to check.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, her right eye, camera left is soft. The other eye is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but if that was in focus, this photo still sucks.
Oh, so. No question.
Yeah.
You know what? Spoiler alert, we're seeing a theme develop for this week. unintentionally, we didn't get together and collude on this ahead of time, but this is where we're going to find ourselves. Okay, but now your wife can't be thrilled that you posted this, because your wife, I will say it as respectfully as I can, your wife is attractive. And far more attractive than Adam's wife should be. Let's be honest.
This is au naturel. So this is no makeup. Hey, Lise, can you quickly do this shot? And she agreed. And I basically tried what I thought was going to be a simple setup of clamshell lighting, which was the one flash in a softbox kind of above and straight over the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then her holding a silver reflector to create, again, that bottom-up lighting. And so, again, I said, here, hold this. I used the grid on the softbox to try to basically create the sort of angle, so I wasn't going to throw any light anywhere else, but sort of where I wanted it on her. And I took two shots, and then she said, is this over yet? And I said, hope so. She said, okay, because I have to leave. And then I went and looked at it, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible, but I'm not going to try to get anyone else, because at that point, my kids were in bed, and yeah.
I hear you.
So sorry, this is what you got last night when I did this.
Yeah. Don't worry, you're about to tie me.
I don't know. I don't even know. Is this clamshell lighting? I tried. I don't know.
I would say, I mean, probably not, because we'll talk about this later in the show. This week's topic is going to be clamshell lighting, so maybe we'll go over this. So overall, this, you know, I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah. I blame her mostly on her lack of commitment.
All right, let's have a look at mine. This is my version of the clamshell. Now, as I said, I want to start taking our profile photos for the baseball, and so I was kind of running a couple test shots, and I was home by myself, and again, like yourself, under the gun for time pressure to get this one done. Because spoiler alert, we've gang recorded a couple episodes this week. Which explains
so
the schedule.
So you have one, two, and three. Which one are we looking at?
Let's have a look at all of them. Let's start with one and go through and tell me which one is you like the best. I'll go ahead and step in and tell you which one. None of them.
I don't mind number two.
I do not like these at all.
I think of the three, I like number two the best.
Because why?
I don't know. I just like that light better than the other ones. It's weird that you're wearing your wedding ring, though, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. I don't wear it when I play.
Yeah.
Just because I like to pick up chicks in between innings. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. Plus, you're actually that one, you're smiling. Like, for you, that's like a huge smile.
Oh, that's a giant, like, rolling on the floor laughing.
And it's rare to see that. But mm-hmm. one in three... You're much more your typical stoic kind of smile.
See, in those ones, I thought I was smiling.
Oh, okay. Two is a smile. And so that's rare to see. The fact that you actually see a little bit of an extra kind of grin dimple on your cheek there, it's like, wow, that's big time for you. So that's the one that I sort of see. Plus, the light is definitely different. Like, now, I
think in the second one, I'm actually having a stroke. So,
okay,
soon.
So, but the light's different. The light's different for sure. No, it's not.
No. Oh, okay. In the light on me or the background?
I'm looking at the light on you, and it looks like maybe it's just your angle or something's changed. The light on the background is totally different because it's blue versus like a gray background.
For the most part, the light on me, it changes a little bit in that I had to move them around like a few centimeters. When I was moving myself closer to the background and then further away.
Okay, and I guess the reason why it looks different is just because of that the way your face is kind of scrunched a little bit more in the second one creates a shadow on the inside of your cheek there. That looks different. The other ones are much flatter, but just by tensioning up that part of your cheek, it creates a shadow on that side of your face.
That's why I don't normally smile.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I don't see what you're critiquing as so terrible.
I'm awesome. The backgrounds are terrible.
Oh, I see. I like the one where it's gray because then you get a contrast with the jersey color. Your jersey and the background are too close together.
Okay.
And so that's, I think, the reason why I don't love the blue background, but I do like the gray background.
Okay. See, that's what I'm looking at. Like, I'm trying to decide. Now, these are three different backgrounds. This isn't me lighting the background differently. This is actually physically changing the background.
Oh, okay.
So I used to have some old blue curtains at our old apartment that we didn't hang here. So I just use those as a background now. So the blue one is curtains. I've just used clamps to put up on my background holder, bar. What do you call that?
Stand.
Background stand. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. So I used to use some clamps to put it up there. And then the other two, the gray one is actually a white muslin background unlit.
Okay.
And that's why Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, looking at them again more, like, I was definitely liking the second one the best, and now paying more attention to the backgrounds and the foregrounds, definitely the second one in terms of the gray background over the first one, because the light on the first one definitely shows kind of the background a little too much. The creases in it, like, there's too much light on it versus the second one where you really don't notice the background at all, which is kind of what you want, I think, here.
I think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, looking at them now, yes. At the time, I wasn't sure. And so the second one, or the first one, is the black background that is lit. There's a flash directly behind me, sort of at waist level, firing bare into that background just to light it up.
And if that background was a seamless paper, that lighting, that backlighting into the background would be fine. But
it would look better. I don't think it would look good.
I think it might look good, just as a cool streak of light. It's what I don't like is the fact that you're highlighting all the wrinkles, and it's distracting. It's not.
I never.
Whereas the other one is fine. Yeah, yeah, and that's what they say you should do, but that's too much work.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For my wife, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. She refused. All right. I guess that's why I don't wear my anyways. Yeah, I abandoned that joke because I knew it wasn't going to be funny. That's the kind of maturity I have in episode 271.
I also now, again, because I'm really looking at them a lot closer now, like the second one, the pose. It's just more natural feeling. The one, the first one, it looks awkward. I mean, your kind of body's tilted more. I don't know if you could probably just play with the angle in post and change it slightly, but I like how it's just, I don't know, it's a square crop, so I don't like how it sort of seems off kilter a little bit.
The reason for that, that's funny you should mention it, is because in order to make sure I stand in the same place every time and maintain focus, I didn't bother putting tape down because I was just in a hurry. I put down a cone. One of my sons play traffic cones.
Okay.
So I kind of have to straddle that cone, which sometimes made me stand off kilter. I noticed that too. It looks really silly. But the point being, now here's the clamshell part of it is camera left is a flash in an umbrella.
Okay.
Camera right is a flash in a softbox. Because I don't have two softboxes, nor do I have two umbrellas. I have one of each.
Okay.
But they basically function in the same manner because they are just out of frame. I'm like, the camera is shooting between the two of them. They're very, very close. I know clamshell, typically you'd think one above camera, one below. I turned it 90 degrees.
Okay.
Whether I do that in the final, I don't know. I might do it. I might not. When I shoot everybody's photo, I might just shoot it traditional clamshell. I'm not sure. Point being, the whole reason for this exercise was to check the lighting. If I liked it, which I do, I like it better when I'm not in front of the camera because you can make the little tweaks that are necessary. But two, what background is going to work? Now, when I shoot our organization, our whole organization, everybody wears blue, navy blue jerseys except our first team, which wears we have home and away, so we would wear our whites for the photos.
Okay.
So I'd consider doing white backgrounds because it's very simple. I happen to like white backgrounds, and doing that for the entire club. But then I thought, well, with the white shirts, will it work? I think white on white might look kind of cool if I light it properly. Maybe with some rim lighting or whatever that's going to look like, which is now going to be a fifth light, which I don't have. So that's why I wanted to see the difference. You know, is it going to be the black background, the gray, the blue? I don't like any of these.
Okay.
So there you go. So I'll probably go back to the white. I might shoot white, or I might not. I'll use the white, but not light it, the white seamless, and make it go gray.
Gotcha.
The only downside then is my hair will just blend right in the background.
This is kind of a situation where I think, I mean, I don't use these lights often enough, but I have two soft boxes that I have with continuous lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So just a bunch of different kinds of bulbs and different color temperatures. And for shooting something like this, for the baseball and a setup like this, where you kind of want to, every player is going to be a different height. Every player, you know, the light, depending on their features, might fall a little differently. I would completely do this with continuous light. I think it would be so much easier to get what you want quickly, shooting these with continuous light. But again, I get my continuous light set up out once a year, maybe.
Right.
But this, to me, I look at this and I'm thinking, oh man, how much simpler would this be? With the ability to see exactly what it's going to look like on each person's face before you start shooting, and because you got so many moving parts there, if you're going to go with four lights or five lights, like
it'll be four lights. I think I'm going to go with the white background, which means two lights on the background, and then clamshell / butterfly the players, which would be four lights, which is no problem. I can do that. The good thing is, like, these are just for individual profile photos. I'm not going to basically meld these into a team photo like you did with your green screen.
Okay, yeah.
Which is much more important to have consistent lighting.
Right, okay. So no big deal, yeah. Are you going to make cards or anything with them?
I don't know.
Yeah, you will.
No, I did last year for our team, but that was stuff I shot outside and actually looked pretty good. But with cards with the white background, I don't know. That might look odd.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah. Might just get everyone can buy prints if they want, because it'll look cool. But so there you go. So it'll be clamshell lighting with a white background is probably, or the gray. That's probably where I'm gonna go.
Okay.
this week's topic is clamshell lighting, because I don't, do you do it enough? I don't.
Never. I think we've used it as a challenge twice and I've sucked at it both times. I don't know exactly what I'm trying to accomplish. I know you're supposed to have like a little nose shadow underneath. I've never spent enough time fiddling to kind of get it mm-hmm. right, to figure out how much power I need. And I think my mistake in was trying to go to a gridded softbox right off. I think uh-huh. it was eating too much power where I had it aimed, and I was too concerned about the bounce part of it than the actual key light part of it. I don't know, like, you use two lights and it's easier to balance that light with two lights. Never occurred to me that I would do it that way. It was always, I was just thinking, okay, it had to be top and bottom. That's kind of, so when I saw you do this, I thought, oh, that's weird. Is that still clamshell? But I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, it had to be done top and bottom. And it never occurred to me that I could use another light as bottom. I thought, I was just in my head, it was like, oh, it has to be one light and then a reflector. And in my head, that was probably also going to be the fastest way, because my wife was going to be around for 38 seconds. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know how to do it or do it well for sure. I, no way would I think, okay, someone's coming over, they're going to pay me to do a shot of them, and am I going to do this in clamshell light? It's just not going to be on my list, but that's only because I've tried it twice and had no success. So
let's fix that.
All right.
Because I like this. I actually, it's not in my repertoire enough, because I kind of, you know, hey, I like the Rembrandt lighting. I like short lighting people. I like the way that looks, but in every circumstance, you don't want that in every circumstance. And this is one of those circumstances. If you're to do Rembrandt lighting, you're going to get a horrible shadow from the peak of the hat. It's just not, it doesn't suit the situation. Because these images are all about, you know, like that big smiling face or whatever it is, and the uniforms and that kind of stuff. So, what do we mean by clamshell? Well, I was hoping you were gonna know, because I can't really describe it. Basically, we're having a light above and a light below, like right above the lens, right below the lens, and you're shooting through it. That's what clamshell is.
Yeah.
In my case, you rotated that 90 degrees. I still maintain that's clamshell lighting. Whether it's butterfly lighting, I don't really care. I think butterfly lighting has something to do with the little loop under the nose that you were talking about. I that doesn't show up on my radar. So clamshell, basically, it's kind of just a soft light from the front. Which, I mean, could you not just get that, achieve the same thing by using your pop-up flash? That's from the front.
Yeah, it's a small light source, so it's pretty harsh.
Pretty harsh, pretty awful, going to be the complete opposite of clamshell lighting. So much so that I will go ahead and at some point when this airs, I'll post a sample of clamshell versus pop-up flash in the exact same situation. Just so you can see the dramatic difference of light coming from the front in two different ways. Okay? So Why do clamshell? Before we get into how, why do we do it? I alluded to it. I didn't allude to it. I came out and said it. When you want a nice, even light that sort of still has a little bit of direction to it. Very, very minor. Like, I find it's very minor direction, but there is a little bit to it. It's easily controllable. Like, in terms of what, you know, you can keep the light off the background just by how you position your subject. And also, it doesn't come off as so artsy. Like, when you short light somebody and then throw a kicker on behind them and kind of have that, you know, don't bother filling in the opposite side of their face, you get a pretty contrasty, good-looking, artsy kind of photo.
Okay.
I'm asking, what do you think?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Right. And so in this way, I think it's a little bit more of a subtle effect without looking harsh. So how do we do it? At its most simple, it is, which sounds funny, I guess your way is simpler, but to achieve the results you're looking for, the simple way, two soft lights. The simplest of those is two umbrellas, because the umbrellas are cheap. And they just basically throw light everywhere. Very, very soft. The shoot-through umbrellas. We're talking about shoot-through umbrellas now.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? So you want to put them on the stand. You want to position one slightly over, like above the subject, on the axis of the camera. You want to have one just below. Now, you can go a little bit higher and tilt it down, and a little bit lower and tilt it up, and it'll give you a very, if you position it properly, you'll get a very narrow gap in between those umbrellas. That's where your camera lens goes, right in between them. So ideally, I mean, if you want the maximum effect, you'll shoot with, like, say, an 85 mil or the 70 to 200. The lens hood of that lens will be touching the umbrella on the top and the bottom. On the top and the bottom of that lens hood will be touched by the umbrellas, and you fire right through there.
Okay.
The good news is you probably don't need to use very much power on your flash, probably 1/32nd. You can go up to full power if you like, if you don't mind stopping down to f/16 or f/8, depending where you are. But that's the good news. And by keeping it that close to your subject, the light is very, very, very soft, very flattering. You're not going to see a lot of shadows, a lot of wrinkles, a lot of stuff on the face. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you are doing this, you probably want to keep the two umbrellas as close together as you can. But you don't have to. You can adjust them as you see fit. I still think it qualifies as clamshell, even if they're up really high, really really low. But having them very close will give you a nice soft light.
Gotcha.
Now, output. That's what you talked about. You know, hey, when you're shooting your lemon last week, you're kind of messing with the different output levels to balance your photo. When I do clamshell lighting, I do use it. Something gets confusing for me because I have to use I don't have two umbrellas. One umbrella broke, and I haven't replaced it yet, so I now have one softbox, like the same as you have, and then one umbrella.
Okay.
So that means I can't just dial in the same power for, like if I'm using both of my SB28s, it would be easy to just dial them both into 1/32nd power, and that'd be your starting point. But the umbrella probably doesn't eat as much light as, say, the softbox, or vice versa. I don't actually know. There's a lot of factors there.
Right.
But ideally, in terms of output, like how much, where the rubber meets the road, you'd like them to start off the same. So it's very even lighting, nice, soft, and flattering without shadow. And then you just kind of, you can adjust to what you like. Do you want the top one a little bit brighter so you get that little loop shadow? Other way around, probably not. You adjust to taste, and it's very simple to do. A couple clicks, and you can see the results right away. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. It is pretty easy to control the fall off that hits your background simply by moving your subject closer or further from the background.
Right.
That's what's really nice. Now, even though it's a soft light, because the umbrellas are really quite close to your subject in this case, even with the umbrella, the fall off happens very quickly. So if you want it into black, you can make the room turn to black. Position your subject closer to the wall, and that'll light up. Really, it's really on you. Okay. The good news is, like, you can do all this very, very quickly without too much fumbling around.
That's what I like.
Yes, I mean, in essence, the thing about the clamshell lighting is that it is not really different than a key and a fill light. Like, typically when we talk about lighting, we talked before about, like, 3-point lighting is you have your key light, fill light, and usually the kicker. That's just basic 3-point lighting setup. And usually you start with the key, add the fill, and you decide on that ratio. Maybe it's typically, in Hollywood movies, it's like a 3-to-1, unless it's some sort of, you know, Jason Bourne sort of situation. But generally you want like a 3-to-1 ratio, which means your fill light is slightly less bright than your key. That kind of gives you those shadows. But in this situation, maybe you don't. Maybe all you're doing is balancing that the key out with the... balancing the key with the fill light and keeping them very close together. That's pretty much the only difference. Otherwise, it's the same as key and fill.
Gotcha.
Okay. Good news is it's extremely flattering light.
Except in the case of my photo.
Had you shot that with two softboxes? Now, you putting the grid on, now that adds a little direction to your soft light.
Right.
And had you left the grid off, you would have gotten much better results. In fact,
I agree. And the problem is that had it not already been on the softbox when I folded and put it away, I would have left it off. But my laziness knows no bounds, and it was already on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lazy move because that comes off quickly.
Yeah.
It goes on it takes a while to put on. Not a while, but it's more of a pain to put on, I found.
I agree, which is why it sort of stays on.
I shoot with my never. It stays off. I just can't be bothered. That's how that goes. However, I will shoot more clamshell lighting because I happen to like it. Now, in terms of like when you have the two lights very close together and you're shooting right between that tiny little slit, you'll find that you're going to shoot in tight. That's going to be basically a headshot or maybe shoulders. Because otherwise, you're going to end up having the clamshell too far back, like in order to get a wide shot, and the effect isn't really, the soft effect is minimized when the light is pulled further back from your subject. So, in my case, I'm going to spread these lights apart so that I can shoot the upper body, like the waist up, for the profile photos. So that's the main difference between keeping them close together, far apart. But
gotcha.
But for headshots, going to do a lot more clamshell. There you go.
All right.
Should we have talked about this before issuing the challenge?
Might have helped.
Probably. But we'll do it again. Not yet. This week we're going to do... I think my idea was shoot something really, really complicated.
Yeah, and that wasn't my plan.
No, mine either, because I recently have overcomplicated things an awful lot. Let's go the other way. Simple.
Okay. That's right up my alley.
Kablam. Yes, it is. Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And mine at AlanAverage.com, or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can find everything that we just talked about. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.